No, we won't have Shear at all. Won't have Shear at all. Yeah, good point. It's Thursday night, Shear on the Sefer Sadarim. We're holding in Einstein's theory of relativity. And we're discussing. I want to show you an amazing Gemara. Mamish, an amazing Gemara. You think we're talking an amazing Gemara. What did we say last night? We said that just talking theoretically, you find many times in Shas and in Rishonim something is chal lamafreya. Lamafreya means retroactively. Hataras Nadorim is one of those things that it's said to be chal, it's mate the neder. You go to a chacham, he says it's a neder toes, and what's chal is that it was never a neder. And it's chalam afreya. If someone makes a neder and violates the neder, and then he's mater neder, he doesn't get malchus. Because the neder is ne'ekar lamafreya. It's uprooted retroactively. And so we said, there's different, what do you mean retroactively? So we said, when you, the only real retroactive that would exist, truly, truly retroactive, ironically, is not retroactive at all. What do I mean? The only true, true retroactive is if you find out you made a mistake and you were really wrong the whole time. Mekach tos, you bought something. So you thought it was a sale, or he thought it was a sale. Everybody thought it was a sale. And then it turns out it wasn't a sale. It turns out you made a mistake. You think a piece of meat is osur, you go to a rav, he paskins it's mutter. So it was always mutter. You made a mistake. You didn't see it properly. So that's the only true retroactive, meaning you do go back in time. And the reason it could be such a thing is because it's really not retroactive at all. You're just finding out that you made a mistake. Nothing is chal retroactively. It's called igloi milsa l'mafreya. You have that phrase. It's a gilui milsa. You found out something that you were mistaken about. Nothing was chal retroactively. But that's the only true retroactive. But when you have a chalos that's chal retroactively, and you have, for example, hataras nadarim. If the neder was a true neder tos, like a mekach is a mekach tos, you wouldn't have to go to, you wouldn't have a parish of hataras nadarim. You would find out it's a tos. However you find out anything's a tos. How do you find out a mekach tos is a tos? A rav tells you, but he tells you. He doesn't. Hataras nadarim is definitely a chalos. Mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. Now, the Gemara says they're oikah the neder retroactively. So we said, just pure logic, you can't go back in time. There's no such thing. No such thing. Only Hashem is lamala min azman. You can't go back in time. We could say that, and this is the idea of time, that where we stand, that the din is chal retroactively. So that would mean that it's a legal chalois. So where we stand today, it's as if it never existed. And you look back, it wasn't there. But in terms of, I don't know what the word is, real time, in other words, you didn't really go back in time. You can't go back in time. It existed at the time. And now you look back and it's as if it didn't exist, or it's chal that it didn't exist. But once it's not igloi milsa l'mafreya, again, igloi milsa l'mafreya means you found out. And that's not really l'mafreya. L'mafreya means retroactive. Because when you find out you made a mistake, it's not retroactive. It's not that you made a mistake. So of course it was always like that. You found out it was always like that. You found something out, but nothing was chal retroactively. But Hataras Nadarim is not like that. Now, you have other things. You have Kiddushei Ketana. Rabbonon when the Sakein, that if a Ketana has no father, in the Gemara's times, it was extremely common, very, very common, for Ketanas to get married. Ketanos got married, minors got married, and that's why the Torah empowers the father to marry her off to somebody. To us, it's like weird, strange, sick, even. But in those societies, either they matured earlier, or the husband was seen more as a protector of the wife, so he was like, he brought her up. He was a babysitter, and then he... To us, it's weird, but that's, you see from the Torah, that was mamash society. Then a father sold his daughter as a oma when she was a ketana, and he married her off when she was a ketana. It was quite common, apparently, or at least not uncommon. Okay. You see how common it is that if a girl doesn't have a father, Rabbonon will misakein, Madrabbonon, Madiraisa, they don't have such a power. Madrabbonon, the brothers and the mother can marry her off.
Does that also give them the power, or the brothers at least, the power to
marry her off?
You know,
no, nothing's with Mafreya. They have a power to marry her off. They have a power to marry her off. They have a power, and it's Kiddushin Madrabbonon. It's not Madiraisa, it's Madrabbonon. They have a power to marry her off. I'm just remarking that sociologically, you see, it was pretty common if Rabbonon felt a need to make a special takona that if there's no father, the mother can marry her off. Obviously, it was common, and you see, like this poor girl, there's something missing from her life. She has no one to marry her off. Okay. Now, Rabbonon Misakein, there's a word called miun. She, at any point, she could say, I don't like this guy, I'm out of here. But whereas a get, she can do that. She can't do that in the Kiddushin D'oraisa. In the Kiddushin D'oraisa, the husband has to give her a get. In the Kiddushin D'rabbanon, which is called Kiddushin Ketana, it's called Kiddushin Miun. But Miun means the right of refusal. She could say, I'm out of here. This guy is a creep. I hate him. I don't like him. I don't want to be married to him. I'm out of here. It's clear in the Gemara, the Gemara says so countless times, that Miun is oker the Kiddushin L'mafreya. It's as if they were never married. It has that power. When Rabbanon, when they constructed this system of Kiddushin and Miun, they said if she's mine, which means, let's say, that this husband can now go marry the girl's sister. Normally you can't marry, even if you divorce a wife, you can't marry her sister anymore. All the relatives of the Torah, almost all, virtually all, you can't marry even after a divorce. But after Miun, you could. Anyway, it would only be Midrabbanon, because she's only your wife Midrabbanon. So it wouldn't be your wife's sister of Kores, it would only be your wife's sister Midrabbanon. Okay, but still, Miun. So there's another example. It doesn't mean you can't go back in time. She was married. Now, it's chal that she was never married. There's such a concept. You have to understand the concept. It's a chalois. It's chal now that it never existed. Okay, but that's only now. But then, it obviously existed, because you can't really go back in time. The only time you can go back in time is by Igloi Milsal Mafreya. And you're not really going back in time by Igloi Milsal Mafreya. You're saying, oh my goodness, I made a mistake. It was never like that. I didn't have my glasses on. Now I have my glasses on. So that's not called going back in time, really. But that's the real... Okay, now. So now we could... This is my thesis, Baruch Hashem, that there's no such thing as a chalois that's truly l'mafreya. Every chalois is only chal now to look at it that it never existed. But that's only from the perspective of the present, because we're only living in the present. You can't truly go back in time.
But if you were subject for a punishment before the mafreya took effect... Okay,
we would not then, punish you.
Okay. So
why? Because when we come to punish you now, we would look back and we would say, but there was never an Eder. You never did an Avera. But it's still only from today's perspective. Now here's a Gemara. Turn to Daf Yud Ches. The difference, a million differences. We'll see. I'll show you one right now. Daf Yud Ches. The last quarter of a page on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The last quarter page on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, like there's a piska quoting the Mishnah. Shvuah shlo ochal, shvuah shlo ochal. A person made two shvuahs for ochal, and he ate the kikar. Eino chayav ala achas. He's only mechuyah for one. The second shvuah is not chal. Okay, let's assume for a moment, but we won't assume anything for a moment. You should be aware, maybe most of you have heard of the din of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. The second Isser is not Chal. So here's Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. He said, Shvuah Shlo Ochal Kikr Zeh, Shvuah Shlo Ochal Kikr Zeh. So the second one's, and you violated, you ate the Kikar, you have only violated your first Shvuah. The second Shvuah was never Chal. Omar Rava, Rava said, in Nishal Ala Rishona, let's say he made a Torah Nadarim to the first Shvuah, Shniya Chala Allah. So the second one plops down. He removes the first one, the second one plops down. He's still also, you have to think of a case. I mean, he was Shoyal on the first Shvuah, but he wasn't Shoyal on the second Shvuah. Okay?
The second Shvuah
left tonight. Right, well, that's learned the Gemara. I'm going to skip two lines where Rava brings a raya from the Mishnah. He has a raya from the Lashon HaMishnah. Okay, well, Midloy Ketani Eino Ala Achas, Ketani Eino Chayav Ala Achas, Ravachahu Deleslo. It doesn't have room to be Chal. That's the Gemara's Lashon. Ravacha means room, but it's like hovering. So, Kimitchel Al Chaverta Chayla. So, once the second one is knocked aside, it plops down. It's hovering. You find the same thing by an Ein Isser Chal al Isser. You remove the first Isser, so the second one didn't dissipate. It's hovering. It's always there. There's a reason for it to be Isser. However you want to conceptualize it, the Chalais Isser is hovering in the air, in the spiritual air, and as soon as it has place, it plops down. Now,
I won't eat bread, and a
shvuah
I won't eat on Sunday.
No, that's already now.
And Sunday a bread.
Now, you're getting into now Issa Kolel. If the second shvuah includes more than the first shvuah, then it is chal.
But then you still only violate.
I don't want. Why get into that? We're talking about two identical shvuahs.
Okay. The Rabbi was like, "How it could be that you can get rid of one, but not the other. So it's a different one."
Yeah, but. That complicates matters, because if the second one is kolel, more things, it's chal right away.
Except for Nazir.
He didn't talk about the second one. He went into Bezdin. He said, on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I made a shvuah, and I'm sorry I made that shvuah. That's all. He didn't talk about the other one. Okay, now, the Gemara, the last three lines of the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Lema Mesayele. I'll bring a raya to Rava. Now, stop right there. The Gemara thinks that Rava needs a raya. Rava is saying some sort of chiddush. So, right away, you should ask yourself, what's Rava's chiddush? Really, Rava describes his chiddush, that it's hovering. It's hovering. So, and that will go away. Now, you should ask yourself, wait a second, we're talking about Hataras Nadarim now. Hataras Nadarim uproots the Neder Meikara, as if it never existed. So let's say it's not hovering. But now it turns out the first Shvuah never existed. So the second Shvuah is Chal. It only wasn't Chal because the first Shvuah was there. Now the first Shvuah never existed. So why do you even need a Raya to Rava? Why does Rava need a raya? Why is it a chiddush? And now you notice, why does he say it in such a funny way that it's hovering? Why do I need to care if it's? Why do I need it to be hovering for? Now, if you look in the Ran, wait, lema masayelay, the Mishnah Mishnodar Shnei Naziris Umonas Arishayna VeHifrish Karbon VeNishal Aleha. Also, Leishniya Borishayna. It says if you say Hareini Nazir, and then 5 minutes later you say again Hareini Nazir, and he counted out the first Naziris, and he was Mafresh a Korban, And then he was shoyal on the first Naziris, so he doesn't have to count the second Naziris, because he already counted the Naziris, and this also the Shnia Barishayna.
How can he, after he's brought a carbon, the first Naziris is done, how can he shoyal again? How can he question it after it's already done?
That's a good question. You're probably, Dov's probably right, that since he didn't bring his korban yet, so his naziris is still relevanti. It's true, you made a good point, that once the naziris is not relevanti anymore, he can't be shayel on it. He can only be shayel on something when it's relevant. But Dov's right, he didn't bring the korban yet. He was only mafresh to come and he didn't bring it yet. Now look at the Ran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Wait, we're going to learn the Ran. I want to learn the Ran that explains the Gemara's Raya. 5 lines from the bottom. Let's learn the Ran. 5 lines from the bottom of the page. V'hochi komar. This is what the Gemara is saying. V'alei homas nisa. This braisa. V'oima hareini nozer hayoim hareini nozer hayoim betukma. He's talking about, he said, Hareini Nozer Hayom, and he repeated it, he said, Hareini Nozer Hayom. Vafilu hachi, nihi debeshoa shenodar, at the time of the neder, lo chayol neder sheni, the second neder was not chal, and he said, Hareini Nozer Hayom, and then Hareini Nozer Hayom. So the second Hareini Nozer Hayom was not chal. Ki mitchel ha neder rishoin, chayol, but when he shoyol on the first neder, the second one plops down, uchidarava, just like Rava's din of Shnua. The Iba Oima already knows her, Ayoim already knows her, Lamachar Askinon, Shemachi Tony Oslishni, Bishon, okay, I don't want. So the Gemara, I'm skipping this, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So if you say Harini Nozer Hayoim, Harini Nozer Hayom, and then you shoyal on the first Shvua, on the first Naziris, L'maisitz nekar l'mafreya, but so the second one is chal l'mafreya. It's chal.
Then you have to start counting the days again.
No, that's the point. That's what osel leishniyah barishayna means. You don't have to count it. The days you counted as naziris are counted towards the second naziris. So the Gemara says, oh, so I see if you shoyal on the first thing, the second thing plops down. So you see, like Rava. Now look at the Ran. So the Gemara answers, you have no raya. Could be he said, I am a kabbal on myself, two naziris, and then they're both takachal. So that's why, look at the Ran. V'dochi dohra kivin shekibol olav shtei naziris b'vasachas askinon, v'mishimochi kin lishal alo rishayno, also lo shniya b'rishono, lafi shebeshoa shenodar, at the time he made the neder, havishtein naziris ruyus lochol. When you do it b'vasachas, they're both pulsating nedorim, naziris. They both should be chal. The chal one after another, but they're both valid. They're both potent naziruses. Avol b'shvuos, but maybe by shvuos loyla meimaloch. Maybe I'll tell you. Even the Shnia lo chayla, the second Shvua was not chal, because there was already a first Shvua there. Even the Shnia lo chayla ki apka mipume, when it came out of his mouth, he made a vow, he made a Shvua. At that point in time, it was meaningless. So maybe ki mitchel arishona, even when he shoyal on the first one, nami lo chayla. So the second one is never chal. This is the Ran's explaining. I mean, again, this is all in the Gemara. The Gemara, first of all, it's clear that Rava's a chiddush. Rava's chiddush is that the second Shvua hovers, and when there's room, it's chal. Therefore, the Gemara's doche the raya, that maybe it's not chal. Maybe we say that if at the time you made a Shvua, it's just a dibur, maybe it doesn't have like that import of maise, it's just dibur. So if at the time you made a dibur, the dibur was meaningless. So it dissipates. That's what the Ran says. That's what you might think. It dissipates, and now it's not chal anymore once the first shvu is removed. That's what you might think. Kamash Malan Rava, it's not like that. It's havers, it doesn't dissipate, and therefore, boom, boom. Now, I think this Gemara is amazingly difficult. If Ataras Nadarim is Lamafreya, so then why do you need it to be havering for, even if it's not havering? And why is there a Havamina not like Rava? Why is Rava a Chiddush? Why does the Ran say that it's possible that it's once, if it, when it came out of his mouth, it wasn't valid, it dissipates, but HaTorah Sandorim is L'mafreya, it's retroactive. So it turns out that when he said it, it was valid. So you see here also the same Yesod. HaTorah Sandorim is not truly L'mafreya. I mean, in the matter of speaking all over Shas, that's called L'mafreya. What I'm pointing out is L'mafreya all over Shas, except for Igloi Milsa L'mafreya, but every other L'mafreya is not truly L'mafreya. It's retroactive from the perspective of today. We today made a chalois that there was never a nether. So it's possible that, in other words, but in real time, meaning not the past as viewed from the present, but the past, at the time it happened, the past. So that's what the Ran says. You might think that neder, that a shvua, since it's a dibur, so it already dissipated. This is mamash the exact same chiddush the Ran is saying by us. The Rashba asks Akasha, how could you say, why would you say that the first hafara dissipates, disappears, evaporates, after there's a hakoma, and it becomes like chazi litzterufe, right? But now the Baal goes, or the father, and he's shoyel on his hakoma. He made a Torah's Nadar. So it's nekar l'mafreya. So what's the problem? It's nekar l'mafreya. So the answer is the same answer.
No, that the
first hafara dissipated, and the first guy has to be mefer again. Since there was a hakoma, the hakoma blocked the tziruf. It was lo chazi litzterufe, the Ran says. A hafara of one, that's lo chazi litzterufe, it's not going to hook up with the other one, dissipates. My Harusa this morning told me, you have neutrons and protons, like stable and not stable, it's called. So the not stable one, which is, I think, the neutron, if it doesn't immediately hook up with something, it's gone. So that's what the Ran's saying about Hafara. If it doesn't have to immediately hook up, that's what the Ran speaks out. One could do it in the morning, and one could do it at night. That's what the Ran speaks out. It doesn't have to immediately hook up. But if it becomes not ro'oi to hook up, not fit to hook up, its whole meaningfulness, its whole significance is that it's roy to hook up, right? But if it once it becomes not worthy, not fit, not ain't a roy, not fit to hook up, so the Ran says it dissipates, and the first guy has to be mefer again. And the Rashba asks, wait a second, when you removed the block through Atoras Nadarim, so it's l'mafreya, it's retroactive. So what are you talking about? What's the problem with the first hafara? The hakoma is ne'ekar l'mafreya. So now I'm explaining the Ran's teretz. I have to explain the chilek between kedushin al tanai and this, but first I want to explain the Ran's teretz. And I hold, although the Ran didn't bring it down, but the Gemara I showed you on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is a wonderful raya to the Ran. That when a dibur dissipates in the real past, then the chalois of Atoras Nadarim, even though it's chal, that it was ne'ekar l'mafreya, it can't resuscitate a dissipated dibur. Here, the Ran says, if the second shvuah would have dissipated, not havered, but dissipated, disappeared, then the lamafreya doesn't help you. That's on daf yud ches amud aleph, because it's not a real lamafreya. No such thing as a real lamafreya. You can't go back in the past.
So if that's the case, if the second guy has to renew his hafara,
the first guy has to renew
the first guy. Okay, from when he does it, from what point then is it affected? From the time he refreshes it, or from the time he actually said it originally and that it dissipated?
No, from the time he says it. The first one dissipated. The first one disappeared. It had a half-life. It's gone.
So she violated the neder before he
gets malchus.
Okay.
He gets malchus. Okay. Yeah. So that's what the Ran's saying. Even though our Torah Sedarim is retroactive, but since it's only retroactive now, at this point in time, if you could peer into the past, it's like saying I look into the past, but I'm still looking into the past. This is what Einstein said. I'm still looking at the past in the present. From the present perspective, I'm looking at the past. But what was really happening in the past, not the present past, but the past past. If I could peer back and look at it from the perspective of the past, really, about that it was a nether there, it was a hakama there, because you can't change the past. He'd be screwing. What about with tshuva? So the truth is, with tshuva, you also don't change the past. You change it now. Any chalois of retroactivity, I think logically, can't be truly retroactive, because it's only chal now. Okay? So something that's nogeya, what happened then, not from today's perspective, but from that perspective, and I'm giving you an example. Here's an example on Daf Yud Ches. Here's an example by us of Hafara. Since the two Hafaras have to hook up, so we care about what it was at the time it was made. We don't care about what it was in the past from today's perspective. I need that it hooked up to a proton when it really existed. And then it was Lo Chazir Tzerufei, it's not Chal. That's the shot in the Ran. Now, but the Ran is even more difficult. The Ran makes a chilek between Kedushin al Tanai and Haforas the Dor. What?
You never nishal the first shua. Whatever happens in the second shua, it just hovers for the rest of the
It world. Hovers, yes.
It's hovering.
The Mashiach comes. What's the problem? You run out of space? How many sound waves are there? You know how many things are hovering in the air? If you would bump into it, if it would be physical, you couldn't move. There's all sorts of stuff hovering in the air. The sound waves, light waves for that matter. I don't know, light waves hover, I don't know. Anyway, so now the Ran is machalek between Kedushin and Atoros Nador. The Gemara says if a man's Makadish and Isha, on condition she has no Nadorim, and it turns out she has Nadorim, so she's not Makadishus. He made a condition. The condition was not fulfilled. No Kiddushin, no problem. But if she goes and she's Matir Neder, then it's Chal, the Kiddushin, and that's retroactive, because the Kiddushin was then. So the Ran says that. How is the Kiddushin Chal? See, what's the Ran's Lashon? Because Kiddushin is a Maisa Gomor. It just wasn't Chal because of the Tanai. The Tanai said Al-Manasseh is no Nadorah. She had Nadorah. So that's why it's not Chal, but it's a Maisa Gomor. But when she removes the impediment of the violation of the stipulation, she's Matin Neder, and she makes even now that it was Ke'ilu was never Chal the Neder. So then the Kiddushin that he made is Chal. Why is it Chal? Why didn't it dissipate? That's what the Ran says. Maisa Gomor. A Maisa Gomor doesn't dissipate. It hovers. The Maisa is always there, ready to create Kiddushin. You blocked it by a condition. That's the longest of a condition. That the Maisa is a Maisa Gomor, and you blocked it, you have a koach to block it from doing whatever it would do, you blocked it with a tanai. The tanai says no kiddushin, there's no neder. She has a neder, so she's not mekudoshes.
But that's only if she went to but the if she goes and
be, but if she goes now and is mater neder, we view her now as a woman that never had nadarim, that we view her legally. She's a woman who didn't have nadarim. We uprooted her nadarim with Mafreya. So the kiddushin's chal. Why did the kiddushin wait around till now? Why didn't it dissipate the minute it wasn't chal? So you have to say that's what the Ran means by Maisa Gomor. When something's an action, then it always has a koach to accomplish. Okay, it could be blocked. You have ways of blocking it. You can do an opposite action. You can be. You could.
Yeah, but he says
even
when Milsa.
What?
He says Igloy Milsa.
Yeah, the Ran's lashon is Igloy Milsa Mafreya. Can't help it. The Ran. No, I can't help it. The Ran says it, but I think it's clear on Duff. The Ran's teretz makes no sense. If it's truly Igloy Milsa Mafreya. Igloy, you got to understand what Igloy Milsa means. It means, my goodness, I was mistaken. There really was no Ned there the whole time. I made a mistake. If you made a mistake, then by Hafara also you made a mistake. There was never a Hakama. And the Gemara in Yud Ches is Shver. Because on Yud Ches, the Gemara entertains the possibility. Not just entertains, I think the Rambam passes that way. That the second shvuah hangs around, and it's chal if the second shvuah is taken away. That's after you were matinet there on the first shvuah. Okay, we'll stop here.